the Civic Media Radio Network.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Gunshots being the leading cause of child deaths in the U.S., according to federal health officials, this is one of the latest. Police say a man drove up to a group of kids and fired 22 bullets, killing an 11-year-old and injuring five others, including a 12-year-old. Happened Friday night. The father of the 11-year-old killed Isaac Davis.
When would this stop? Would this ever stop?
Cincinnati cops say tips and leads have been coming in. This update on the talks between U.S. Secretary of State Blinken and Arab leaders from Deputy National Security Advisor John Feiner.
None of them are particular supporters of Hamas. That is quite clear. And all of them, I think, are strong supporters of the need for a two-state solution, which is what Secretary Blinken and President Biden have also been calling for, and the need to resume that work.
Israeli military says it's surrounded Gaza City. A historic day tomorrow, former President Trump is scheduled to testify in open court in New York and Manhattan in his civil fraud trial related to his businesses. This is ABC News. A Michigan court this week takes up a 14th Amendment case against former President Trump over whether it bans him from holding office again because of his attempts to overturn the election. Former Trump Justice Department official Sarah Isger telling ABC's Devin Dwyer.
The language of Article 3 actually only applies to people who took the oath of office as officers of the United States.
But wasn't Donald Trump effectively an officer of the United States as president?
No, Donald Trump took the oath for the president. He did not take the oath for an officer of the United States.
Police say two crooks went into a Philadelphia pizza shop, started shooting. One was shot to death and the other ran away, doing the shooting the son of the shop owner, whom Bill Hackett talked with.
What I saw was a guy laying down on the ground, blood. The owner's son said he had to shoot him because the guy, he was shooting at him, and he had to shoot him back. Self-defense.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
If they vote not to confirm you, that means essentially you're fired. And they just did it yesterday to 8 Evers appointees. And one of the people that was fired yesterday was Melissa Baldoff.
There's just really not a bottom for them yet. Years ago, I thought, well, it couldn't get worse than this. They found a way to let the bar sink a little bit lower.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
And good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy on the Civic Media Radio Network. Original local hard rock, punk, and metal until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. 3 Madison locations, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. You can shop online at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, there's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at SalvatoresTomatoPies.com. Got a pretty cool rocking show for you. Let's kick it off with a double dip of Rogue Rat. His drag strip queen is Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music.
A dusty gym looks that kill. With wicked curves built to thrill. She runs hot, highly modified. Ask all the boys, she's fun to ride.
Yeah.
Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. That is a double dip of Rogue Rat to kick off Heavy on this Saturday night. A Pawn in the Hand, Drag Strip Queen before that. Rogue Rat is part of a show coming up at the Red Rooster next weekend that we're going to be talking about tonight. It's Scorpio Fest, and our good friend Trevor Reed, he is going to join me on the show tonight. Get on the phone, and gosh, I haven't seen or talked to Trevor in eons, so I'm looking forward to having a chat with Trevor. We'll tell you all about Scorpio Fest happening next Saturday at the Red Rooster, the full lineup and all the details. Stick around for that. Plus, later on tonight, we'll have Essential Last Crack, and there's another show at the High Noon Saloon next weekend that I'll be telling you about as well. In the music world, we got brand new music from Summer Souls. We'll do some new Mickey Sunshine and some Fiberweed before the half hour is over. Right now, let's do another band is playing Scorpio Fest at the Red Rooster next Saturday. It's the Skin Tones and H-Bomb.
Now then, Dimitri, you know how we've always talked about the possibility of something going wrong with the bomb. The bomb, Dimitri. The hydrogen bomb.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
How many times will you try to steal an election? Undermine the moral standards of a nation? Pander to hate in a bright orange clown suit? Idiocracy rooted in senseless brutes.
Oh, California says my kink after all. You're 40 years old. That's why I'm into this. Pass the blindfold. I'll be your little b- hoping I'm looking for a wife. Can think about me for life while you save another dog from the pound. Gonna burn another city to the ground. Remember when I said I'm
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Stone red books that
Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Summer Souls and their song, Did You? Mickey Sunshine before that, Best Dad. They're playing a show tonight at the Crystal Corner Bar. Make sure you get down to see them with Wristwatch. Excuse me, Wristwatch. Easy for Jimmy K to say. And Something I. There's a band I don't know anything about. Something I. How you doing? I am Jimmy K. I know that. And, welcome to the show. Thanks for tuning in tonight. We got Trevor Reed. He's going to join us just after the break here. Talk about Scorpio Fest. Plus, I got some more music from Scorpio Fest. We'll do some Droid's Attack, some Cold Black River, and some Electromag later on. These guys played a Max Inc. Heavy afternoon matinee show for us not too long ago, and they just blew it up. Fantastic band. I want to see them again. This is Fiberweed and their song Lid. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Yeah.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store, Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison, and online at theupsstore.com.
Today's Random Thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. You ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all first Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the Spaceship.tv today. The Spaceship.tv.
Oh my gosh, is that your new puppy?
Yes, she's so cute. But I have to work long hours now. We need to get her out for an afternoon walk.
We love Hotel K Pet Sitting for our dog walks. They're local, dependable, and totally spoil our dogs. And scheduling is so easy on their app. Plus, they send daily messages with pictures. It really gives us peace of mind while we're working all day.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. That is Droids Attack and Claw Hammer Suicide. That's from their Sci-Fi or Die album. You remember there's a little, if you have the CD, there's a hidden mini disc in the back cover with the song Sci-Fi or Die on it. It's the best part of the CD, other than the artwork and all the other music. Fantastic. And they're playing a show coming up on November 11th here in Madison at the Red Rooster. It's called Scorpio Fest. And on the phone with me right now is a longtime friend and one of the organizers or people behind Scorpio Fest. It's Trevor Reed. Trevor, welcome to Max Inc. Radio, my brother.
Thank you, Jimmy. Appreciate you having me, man.
First of all, man, how many years have we've known each other? For at least 25 years, I bet.
Oh, God, more than that. Early 90s?
Yeah.
Early 90s, yeah.
We're old men.
Well, speak for yourself, buddy.
you're older than I am, man. In fact, you're turning 54 years old in November, man.
I am.
One of the things that you've always done on your birthday is throwing a really kick-ass party. And this year is no different. But that's, before we talk about Scorpio Fest, let's kind of go back in history and talk about Taz Bash. This was something, yes, that was near and dear to your heart. It was kind of a charity, yeah, in some way. Talk about that story.
Taz Bash. My brother was Taz. He had passed away, and as family, we decided to donate his organs. His liver saved a life. So we thought we would try to get back and do something for him, and started at Knuckle Down, which is now Red Rooster, had our first Taz Bash, and raised money for the UW Organ Tissue Donor Education Program. And we decided to do it the next year, and COVID killed that. And then we decided the next year we would do it again, and it was bigger and bigger. And it's kind of morphed into Scorpio Fest now, because Taz was also a Scorpio. And so we just thought we would celebrate all the Scorpios in town. Well, if you know, there are a ton of them.
There are. There are a lot of Scorpio birthdays here. Talk about some of the fun memories, or is there a specific act or a show that that stands out to you from the Taz Bash days?
Definitely Cold Black River. Those guys were fantastic. Just they brought it. Eric has been a very big proponent for that. The artwork for the promotion, all of that. He's been very, very good to us for Scorpio Fest and for Taz Bash. He also did the artwork on the posters, Scorpio Fest.
That's awesome. And now that it is, now that Taz Bash is no more, we do have Scorpio Fest. This is the second annual Scorpio Fest. How did you get hooked up with Scorpio Fest?
Well, I was bartending at Red Rooster, and a friend of mine had his 50th birthday and says, hey, let's have a party. And I says, well, let's have a party for all us Scorpios, because it was also my birthday coming up. So it started out with Randall's 50th last year. And I said, hey, let's just keep doing it. And Tim at Red Rooster thought that was a fantastic idea.
That's great. And the lineup this year is stellar. Let's kind of go through it together. Droids Attack is playing this year. They rock.
Man. Guys are phenomenal. Some of the best guys, just incredible musicians, and man, do they bring it.
How long did it take you to find the mini disc in the back cover of the Sci-Fi or Die CD?
I found that right away.
You found it right away?
Oh, yeah. I was always one of those guys that just went through everything in a liner notes and just picked it all apart and had to know all the words. And yeah, I'm kind of a music nerd like that.
It took me about 2 weeks, but I found it. And when I did, it was like rediscovering the CD all over again. It was great. Cold Black River's playing. Of course, we talked about them. The Skin Tones are playing Scorpio Fest.
Yes.
They're awesome. Rograt. You have Rograt on the lineup this year. They just released their new album, Satisfaction Guaranteed.
Yes.
And then go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead, Jim.
Okay. And then of course we also have YLAB on the bill this year. And YLAB is actually turning 25 years old this year. Can you believe that?
Yeah. Those guys, I've been putting them on shows where and whenever I can way back to the clinic days in my early 30s. So yeah, those guys were on the last Taz Bash and I knew I just had to have them guys back again. Good dudes.
Absolutely. And then King Cobra is playing. I'm not familiar with them. Tell me about them.
Rob Corbett playing. Also have Dan and Clint should be in Halfway Human, which are also were on the first Taz Bash. So, yeah, nice. New stuff. They're gonna tear it up right away.
And of course, the brand new Electromag. It's Jim Roof and Brian Maul from Subatomic and their new band.
Yes.
Got to see them a couple of weeks ago. They're awesome. So great lineup. Joy's Attack, Cold Black River, Skin Tones, Rogue Rat, Y-Lab, Electromag, and King Cobra. This is all at the Red Rooster. The show is happening next Saturday, November the 11th. Red Rooster, of course, here in Madison. The doors are at 5. The show starts at 6. Trevor, you can get advance tickets for $10. How do we get the advance tickets?
You can get them right on the Red Rooster Facebook page. There's a link right there. If you're looking around Facebook, get on any of these bands' pages, and there should be links all over the place.
Excellent. Find those links, because day of show, the cost goes up to $15. Still well worth it for this killer lineup.
Geez,
but do yourself a favor and save yourself $5. Hey, dude. Trevor, is always a pleasure to speak with you. We miss you here in Madison, man.
I miss Madison, too. That's why we had to have the party back home, for sure.
Nice. You going to stay the night, get a little tips and hang out in Madison for the night?
Oh, yeah. The wife and I, we got a hotel ready, and we'll be Ubering it. So, yeah, be responsible when you party for Scorpios, you know.
There you go. Hey, brothers, good to hear from you. I really appreciate you.
Thank you, Jimmy. I appreciate you taking the time.
Trevor Reed here on Max Inc. Radio. Let's do some Cold Black River now. This is Hillbilly Zeus. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. That's Hillbilly Zeus from Cold Black River on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. Hey, thanks to Trevor for calling in and talking about Scorpio Fest at the Red Rooster next week. Droids Attack, Cold Black River, Skin Tones, Rogue Rat, Y-Lab, Electromag, and King Cobra. They're all playing Scorpio Fest 2023 at the Red Rooster Saturday the 11th. Find the Facebook event, Scorpio Fest 2023, and the link to get your advance tickets for only $10 is right there. I'm Jimmy K. Max Inc. Heavy continues on with a double dip of Last Crack. We call that Essential Last Crack. It's coming up here coming up after 11 o'clock. Also next hour, we're going to feature a show that's happening at the High Noon Saloon next Saturday, the 11th. It's so awesome. We're going to do a double dip from each of the bands playing. And so I'm pretty excited about the show at the High Noon next week. We'll have all the details in a couple of minutes. But first, one more band that's going to be playing at Scorpio Fest. The Subatomic. Remember those guys? Jim Roof, Brian Maul. They have this new band. It's called Electromag, and it's pretty tasty. Let's hear it. Have a bite right now. It's Electromag, Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I was crossing the street when I met the love of my life. I chased after her. Nothing would stand in my way. Not the dog walker, nor the hot dog vendor. Finally reaching her, I asked, "What do you call that amazing smell?"
It's Gain Flings.
Gain Flings. My love had a name, but more importantly, it had a scent.
Fall in love with Gain Flings. Seriously good scent. Gain Flings with 50% more freshness ingredients versus leading bargain detergent.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air.